Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, May 24th. I really did think that we'd be clear two sweeps in the conference finals, and it did not happen because water found its level. The Miami Heat regressed from three. Boston went bonkers from deep. They hit, let me check here, 18 three-pointers. My guy, Jason Tatum, finally got a fourth-quarter bucket. He had a phenomenal game. Tatum finished, box score here says 33-11-7. And oh, by the way, five baskets in the fourth quarter. The Celtics hanging on for dear life. They get the win in Miami. A lot of people are making jokes about being down 0-3. A-Rod and Jeter being in Miami for the game. The TNT cameras or TBS, whichever channel it was. I always get those mixed up. They kept showing A-Rod and Jeter, and then eventually they showed the Red Sox, who came back from down 0-3 against my Yankees. Yes, born in New York. I'm a Yankees guy. And it reminded me of the Dumb and Dumber scene. Jim Carrey, just obviously one of the seminal comedians of my youth. In Living Color was, you know, I've talked about this on the pod a million times. For the new audience on video, In Living Color was a show my brother and I would watch it, and then eventually my parents were like, oh, let's see what this show is that you guys keep laughing at. And they're like, no shot, you are not watching In Living Color. So we would record it on the sly. You know, you'd have the TV off, the VCR on, and we'd have to put a pillow up so you couldn't see that it was like recording. And then we would watch it when they were not there. And In Living Color, Jim Carrey then went on to do Dumb and Dumber and had one of the funnier lines in the movie, where essentially the attractive redhead, I'm spacing on her name, was like, it's not happening, dude. I'm not interested in you. And he said, so you're saying there's a chance? And one of my Celtics buddies, I don't have many of those, sent me a text with that GIF as we started to record the podcast here, GIF, whatever. And the Celtics are not dead. They're not. Listen, folks, I don't want to be a Miami Heat basher, but I'm being a realist. This ain't a good basketball team. They are on an unbelievable hot streak, knocking out the Bucks, getting the Bucks coach fired. They scrapped by the Knicks 4-2. Jalen Brunson fought hard, and they're about to get Mazzulla fired. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, they can't throw in the ocean. I mean, listen, undrafted guys. Remember how we've talked about how they've just been going off in the series? Undrafted dudes from deep in game four. Gabe Vincent, who hurt his ankle, 1-4. Max Strus, 1-5. Duncan Robinson, 0-4. Caleb Martin, who looked like Jamal Murray in the first half, he went off. He 2-5 from deep. It's just not going to cut it. 25%. And Boston basically goes off in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum comes in. The score, I wrote it down here, 88-83 fourth quarter. You're waiting for Boston to collapse again. I think the stat is Miami has had 6 double-digit deficits overcome in these playoffs, which is insane. I think the Nuggets have trailed by double digits twice in the entire postseason. Miami's done it 6 times and come back to win. So you're like, all right, maybe they can hold them off. Tatum comes in at the 9-12 mark. Tatum scores, gets an assist, step back 3, Tatum bucket, Tatum assist. Next thing you know, it is a 12-0 run, and they go up by 17, and they were able to hold off the Miami Heat, who looked a little despondent at the end. I'm not going to make too much of it. You know, we're recording this. The game just ended about 30 minutes ago. Kyle Lowry tweaked his groin there on a slippery spot. He didn't seem to play effective after that. He didn't have a good game. 4 turnovers. He had a good first half. Second half, he did not. It was not the same. And then Vincent tweaked his ankle, ended up running to the locker room. And, you know, Jimmy Butler, you noted, I saw some people talking about this online. The way Boston changed defensively in the second half, they just switched everything. They didn't try to do the hedge. They didn't try to, like, get back to their original. They just stuck. And Miami ended up going a lot of one-on-one basketball. And, you know, listen, Jimmy Butler had a good game. If you look at the counting stats, he had 29-9-5. Way to go. That's a good game, right? Well, he was 9-21. Robert Williams did a pretty solid job on him when they got the switch. And Butler got to the foul line 12 times, but not hitting from deep and not as efficient from the field. And folks, listen, I'm not going to draw any parallels to the Red Sox coming back from down 0-3. I'll leave that to the Bill Simmons crowd. And yes, by the way, I did get your text messages about Simmons mentioning me and Cowherd on one of his TV show podcasts. My wife even got a text message from one of her high school friends. Like, I didn't know Simmons had that kind of clout. At any rate, I know Boston Celtics fans are very fired up. They think they got a chance. Let's simmer down, okay? The Celtics are below 500, I believe. I think it's 11-12 in the postseason at home. In their last 23 postseason games, 11-12. So I don't want to make too much of this win, but I also would like to point out, and I know that's like, oh, Jay, you need to take... Can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. The reality is, Miami ain't that good. They're not. You can't be the 27th rated three-point shooting team in the regular season, all of a sudden morph to first in the playoffs, and then you're great. I mean, you can have a great, what is this, 6 games against the Knicks, 5 games against the Bucks. So this is like a great 14 games. Do you know what that is? You guys know that's like a month? That's like, oh, they're cooking for the month of December. That's what the Miami Heat basically are. And then regression sets in, and we'll see. Boston, you know, listen, they hit 18 threes, 18 out of 45, 40%. The stat here, courtesy of stat man Rob G. The Boston Celtics are 9-2 in the postseason when they make 13 or more threes. They're 0-6 when they don't. So they're jacking the threes. And in the first half, they weren't totally falling. Second half, it was just a tsunami. So Boston, going home Thursday, no hoops Wednesday. We did record an awesome interview. I'm not going to say the person's name. I'll give it a tease. They have over 3 million followers on Instagram. I'll just leave it at that. So great interview tomorrow. And then we get Thursday. We get Celtics Heat. And then it gets interesting because you guys know I'm taking off on vacation Friday. And I don't know if Rob G is going to take over the podcast for a few days or what's going to happen. But there's a chance, since I'm going to be in a different time zone, that I might miss. If this goes 6 or 7, Rob, I don't know. I think the Celtics have a chance. I would say chances are low. This feels like maybe a Jimmy Butler 40 burger to, you know, put them away. If you remember in the bubble, Rob, against the Lakers, in the finals, the Lakers were up 2-0, and then came the Jimmy Butler game where he was exhausted, had all the memes at the end of the game. He was like leaning on the thing under the basket and just exhausted from carrying Miami. And he did it for one game. They got the win. They were down 2-1. And then Lakers went up 3-1. That was that. But I'm not ruling out Jimmy Butler on anything. He's going to take this to heart. He knows he's going to look around that locker room and see a bunch of undrafted dudes who may have some uncertainty. Could get interesting, Rob. I'll still say the Heat have him, but the confidence level has gone way, way down for Miami.
Look, I still think that Miami's going to win this series. I mean, history says that if you're 3-0 in a series, then it's pretty much a wrap. I think it's 149-0. And as high of an end as the Boston Celtics have, they also find ways to trick away games better than anybody in this NBA postseason that's been eliminated or still out there. They find ways to blow games, and that's just what they do. So even though I believe they're still the better team, I don't think they'll be able to come back. But my big takeaway from last night's game is to your point about Miami. Like, the law of averages says you're not going to be able to shoot 39% from three when all season you've been a 34% shooting team. Like, that's just going to happen. So the nights when you shot 42, 45 earlier in the series, you're going to have nights like game four where they shoot 25%, and it's all going to average out. And it got me thinking, let me know if this makes sense. I'm going to run it by you. You let me know if this comparison fits. This Miami Heat team reminds me a lot of the 2012 Baltimore Ravens. They were 10-6 during the regular season. Very solid, if unspectacular. They're just a good, gritty team. You know, like, hey, they might make some noise. Nobody's really picking them to do anything because they have shortcomings offensively. And then what happens? Joe Flacco goes from being a 238 yards per game, 87.7 passer rating quarterback, the definition of mediocre, to 285, passer rating of 117 in the postseason. Goes 4-0, 11 touchdowns, 0 picks. One of the great postseason runs we've seen in the NFL. And that's exactly what's happened to this Miami Heat offense. They were not even average. They were a bad offense. There's a reason why there's only been two teams in the NBA's history that ranked last in points per game, like this Miami Heat team, and made the finals. 1964 and 1956. I don't even know if you can count that.
Yeah.
Right? So
those are like, eight teams in the league? Right. Nine teams in the NBA.
I don't even know if we throw that one out there. So Miami is on this really, really hot streak, and their three-point shooting is Joe Flacco-esque. They're just in a zone right now that doesn't make any sense relative to what you've seen throughout the regular season. Now, I expect
Rob,
them to
Rob,
come
back. Hold on. Ahead. I'm looking at the Ravens. So you're spot on because they were 9-2 in that season. They close out losing 4 of 5. People forget this Miami Heat team lost to the first play-in game to Trae Young, and we will talk about the Trae Young Lakers stuff in a little bit. But they lost that game, and then they had to beat Chicago and my guy Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine had him on the ropes. This was like a one possession game with 4 minutes left. Like, the Heat kind of sort of lucky to be here, right? I mean, those Ravens were cratering at the end of the season. Then Joe Flacco gets hot. Thing is, though, you only got to win 4 games in the NFL playoffs.
Right.
These Heat are going to have to probably end up winning 20 games. 16 games to win it, but it'll probably end up being 20, 21 games.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't think they're going to be able to sustain the shooting. I think game 4 was indicative of what we're going to see because I think they're eventually going to dispatch of this Boston Celtics team. I don't expect them to win 4 straight. But when they get to Denver, you're going to see these nights where they are shooting 25%. And they're just not as talented as the Denver Nuggets. Yeah. And Denver is going to blow the doors off them in the finals. And people are going to be like, I wish that, you know, Denver was challenged more. And it's like, you can't help it. They ran into a team that played above their heads for a month. And this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I like your phrase, above their heads. So I'm sure a lot of people have heard, I wrote down a couple, punching above their weight. You guys have heard that. Out-kicking their coverage. I'll never forget. So I had met, you know, my girlfriend who became my wife, and then I introduced her to some buddies and then my, like, next-tier group of guys. And I end up, you know, we're at a bar, and I go to the bathroom, you know, in a stall, and my buddy's next is, like, next to me. He's like, Mac, man, you're playing above the rim. And I never heard that phrase before, so I didn't know what he was talking about. And then he describes it as, you know, like, I'm a below-the-rim player, and, you know, the girl who I got engaged to and married and everything is above the rim. And I kind of laughed at that, and I feel like that's what the Miami Heat have been in this postseason. And eventually, Miami Heat, I'm sorry to report, like, it's at some point it's going to end. Now, we don't know if it's going to end against the Nuggets or here against the Celtics. I will say, Rob, you mentioned Denver. I had to write up a prediction for the finals with, like, a breakdown of where to gamble and all that stuff. I went Nuggets in 7. I know that's probably a little more than a lot of people will think. A lot of people are going to pick the Nuggets. The logic is this is not a great defensive Denver team. Meanwhile, the Celtics are a good defensive team. And I wonder Bam Adebayo, really good defensive center. Like, can they hide him in another on Aaron Gordon and come over and help the way Rui and AD did? I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go too much into the finals. Who knows if they might even get there? But I went Denver 7. We'll save it for the official pick later in the week. But is that what you're thinking, or are you thinking like Denver in 5 or something?
I think it's going to be closer to Denver in 5. I think Denver is locked in a way that very few teams have been recently. Their offense is clicking on all cylinders. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic are putting together one of the great postseason runs we've seen from any two players in NBA history, period. Yeah,
well, my problem is I picked the Knicks, and then I picked the Celtics, right. And I wrote, like, you know, you're writing it up, you're breaking it down. I'm like, this Celtics could sweep these guys, but I'll pick Celtics in 5. And, you look like an idiot when what's broken down has actually happened. So we'll obviously get more into that game.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General Tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rob, I know you're a huge Lakers guy, and I know the Lakers have been extinguished. However, the Lakers are going to be the topic du jour throughout the league. This Kyrie Irving stuff is big, obviously. And Trae Young, I didn't even notice this, but Trae Young was at the game, game 4, the loss to Denver. And there was speculation. Our guest we had, 2 weeks ago, Jovan Buha, said that there have been internal discussions within the Lakers about what a trade package would look like for Trae Young. Remember, there was some Trae Young friction with Quinn Snyder. There's talk about the ownership right before the playoffs. We're like, yeah, just Trae Young. He's not playing defense. He's not getting his act together. You know, everything's on the table, basically. I don't know if that was to wake him up. Trae Young, actually, I thought had a pretty good showing in that opening round against Boston. Really good game 5, I think it was. Yeah, game 5. So at any rate, Trae Young loves to come out here to L.A. He's out here every summer. And someone floated this. Now, listen, I did not float it. I got it sent to me by a Lakers fan. I don't want you guys thinking I'm some Lakers homer. But the graphic says, who says no? Lakers get Trae Young. The Atlanta Hawks receive. And Rob, I need, you know, I need you to not blurt out laughter when you hear it. Okay? The Hawks receive D'Angelo Russell in a sign-and-trade. Malik Beasley. Mo Bamba, the Lakers set number 17 pick in 2023. Now, they can't trade that pick, but essentially, if they're going to do a deal, the Hawks would say, draft Joe Smith. We want him. Lakers would draft Joe Smith. And then the Lakers 2029 first-round pick. So Russell was a top-five pick. Mo Bamba was a lottery pick. The 2023 pick is a first, and 2029 is a first. So that's essentially four firsts and Malik Beasley for Trae Young. I'm curious as to your thoughts. Again, this is not my trade, ladies and gentlemen.
As you know, I am not a huge Trae Young fan, but even I would say from an Atlanta Hawks perspective, like, what the heck are you smoking, my guy? There is no way I'm giving up a franchise point guard for Malik Beasley, who may or may not be in the league come 2 years from now. Mo Bamba, who couldn't even get playing time with the Orlando Magic. A non-lottery first-round pick and a future, eighth-grade player. Like, no, it's just not going to happen.
Actually, 2029 is a sixth grader because my son
okay, there you
is
go.
In sixth grade and he graduates in 2029. all right. So what if, and I'm trying not to laugh, what if you throw in Jared Vanderbilt?
No, of course not.
I mean, I'm partially joking.
Aside from Trae Young rolling up to Landry Fields' house, like with a knife in his hand, and says, "If you don't trade me to the Los Angeles Lakers, I'm gonna slash up all your couches so that you can't sit down properly."
Yes. So I know everyone's cracking up now, obviously. However, when I put this on social media, like every Hawks fan, so like basically the 24 people who root for the Hawks and go to the Highlight Factory, they wrote in. Sure, we'll do this. You throw in AD, we'll add John Collins. And I'm like, why are the Lakers giving away AD? So they're going no defense Trae Young and they're losing their best interior defender? Like, that doesn't make sense. So I guess there's a Trae Young package would be very difficult to pull off, huh?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that's probably even, as crazy as it is, it's probably more realistic than a Kyrie Irving trade because any, you know, I guess maybe you're banking on Kyrie not being sensical, but who the heck is willingly giving up $15 to $20 million to go play somewhere else? Because that's basically what he'd have to do. The Lakers can't get him for max $47 million contract. That's just not possible. He'd have to be willing to take a massive pay cut.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just tough. Listen, I know this is going to be a summer of a lot of stuff, crazy stuff in the NBA. I'm just going to point out, as laughable as the Trae Young stuff is and Kyrie Irving taking a pay cut, let's be real. These DeAndre Ayton trades to the Mavericks sound ridiculously stupid. This idea that DeAndre Ayton is going to work with Luka Doncic, who rides officials, rides his teammates, like Chris Paul and Devin Booker and Kevin Durant are washing their hands of Ayton. You think Luka Doncic is going to take him on? That's insanity. Like, I don't see who would want Ayton. The only way you're getting Ayton is you're shipping him to like a Detroit, a Charlotte, one of these other teams. Who traded for James Wiseman? I've already forgotten.
The Detroit Pistons.
Detroit Pistons. Okay, that's so they're right. Not bringing on Ayton. but it's like who wants Ayton? And I don't want to hear this. You know, in the NFL, there's this lovely theory that everybody loves to rehabilitate quarterbacks because every coach is smart enough and doggone it, I can get this done. He just hasn't worked with me. You know, there's that coach mindset. And it's like, no, I DeAndre Ayton does not work hard. Like, that's well chronicled. Monty Williams, one of the better coaches in the league, one of the better guys in the league, like, openly could not get along with him. Didn't call him in the offseason. Like, folks, this idea that DeAndre Ayton's going to be easy to trade that's just comical. So now we got Trae Young not going anywhere, Kyrie Irving not going anywhere, DeAndre Ayton, tough to trade.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rob, I'm going to hit you with what I thought was the craziest news. Are you ready for this? According to Adrian Wojnarowski, late on, hell, what is today?
Tuesday. That would have been on Tuesday night.
Tuesday,
when he sent
yes,
it.
Yes, it's Tuesday night. So according to Adrian Wojnarowski, as I call it up on my phone, here are the finalists for the Phoenix Suns coaching job. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Nick Nurse, understandable. I think he probably gets it. Kings associate head coach Jordy Fernandez. I don't know who that is.
Number one offense
Suns
in the league.
Suns associate. What's that?
They got the number one offense in the league. Maybe they want that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's all Jordy Fernandez, obviously.
That's right.
And then Suns associate head coach Kevin Young, who's highly thought of, apparently. And then the final guy is someone named Doc Rivers.
Oh, Jesus
who does
Christ.
Nothing but lose elimination games, choke away 3-1 leads, gag 3-2 leads. And if memory serves, Doc Rivers spent some time in L.A. with the Lob City group with Chris Paul. How'd that work out, Rob? I wasn't living out here at the time in L.A., so I didn't have a front row seat for Doc Rivers and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. I know Blake Griffin ended up hating Chris Paul. How'd it go with Doc Rivers and Chris Paul? How'd that work out?
I think that Chris Paul also hates Doc Rivers, Jason. I think it failed spectacularly, to put it mildly.
Yeah, interesting. So now Doc Rivers is a finalist for Phoenix? Is this... Like, it almost feels like this is like a charity mention of Doc Rivers to like, because he wants to get back in coaching. He's embarrassed to get it run out of town by James Harden, or as you call him, Rob, Jim Harden, because he didn't show up in game 6 and 7 as usual. Listen, Doc Rivers has won a lot of games in the NBA. He's won a title in Boston. He was a really scrappy point guard with the Atlanta Hawks back in the day. Yeah, I remember Dominique Wilkins, Tree Rollins, Cliff Levingston. I know my Hawks back in the day. Doc Rivers is a good NBA player. This idea that he's getting the Phoenix Suns job is, I mean, completely perplexing. The idea he's a finalist. Now, listen, Doc has seen the highs in the NBA. The guy's won a title. He coached, where did he coach before this, Rob? Sixers. Why am I spacing?
Clippers.
Yeah, he coached the Clippers, yeah. Obviously. Lob City, no, but he had another good job.
The Boston Celtics.
Boston, yeah, I thought there was another good one, no? So he got fired from Oh, it was the Clippers in the bubble.
Yes.
That's right. The Clippers in the bubble. That's the other one I was thinking of. 3-1 lead over Denver. And Doc Rivers just, I mean, I know we can say, well, Doc didn't lose it. Kawhi, playoff P. Remember Paul George throwing shots off the side of the
pandemic
backboard?
P, way off 7? P. Yeah, that's when that came out.
Pandemic P. Okay, I didn't know that was a thing. This idea that the Suns would hire him, you got to be kidding me. Now, Nick Nurse is interesting because I don't want Toronto to hate me all over again, given the Chicago and San Antonio stuff I've said about recently. But Nick Nurse won one of the more questionable titles, shall we say, in recent years. Yes, Kawhi hit that prayer to beat the Sixers. Yes, they got to the finals. They did not face Kevin Durant except for 11 minutes. Klay Thompson goes down in Game 6 when Steph Curry looked like he was going to maybe be able to force Game 7. Or did he go down in Game 5? I don't know. Bottom line, Klay Thompson got hurt. Kevin Durant barely played in the series. And we're talking about a Raptors team that won the title and then hasn't done jack squat since. Kawhi did leave, but Pascal Siakam has regressed. Fred VanVleet's looking like he's on his way out. By the way, Rob G., aside, Fred VanVleet to the Lakers? I bet you, I guarantee
I'm with
you
that.
He would take less.
I think he's a clutch guy.
I guarantee you he would take less.
I think he's a clutch guy.
Clutch player, if memory serves.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the second best player on the Raptors when Kawhi won the title because his defense on Curry was tremendous. So he's basically like a Dennis Schroeder defensively. Oh, and oh, by the way, he can score. So yeah, let's just flog that right there. Fred VanVleet, possibly Lakers. At any rate, I didn't see what Nurse did otherwise. Now, as a tactician, he's supposedly very good. I know not everybody could win a title. He does have the championship. He coached up a lot of guys. Like Pascal Siakam turned into an all-NBA player with him. Fred VanVleet turned into a very, very good player. He's going to make a lot of money. I don't know if he's the answer. It's clear that Budenholzer is not a kind of guy they want. This is the Phoenix Suns, man. I could see that team regressing badly. Badly if they don't make some major moves. Good luck with Ayton. We'll see what happens with Chris Paul. But I'm stunned that Doc Rivers is a finalist, Rob.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if I have these numbers, I'm sure they do. Doc Rivers has lost 10 times in Game 7, five more than any other coach. He's lost five straight Game 7s since 2015. He's never won a road Game 7. His teams have blown 7-3-2 series leads. And as of a week and a half ago, he has now lost 33 series clinches games as a head coach, the most in NBA history. It's one thing for Doc Rivers to get rehired in the NBA. Like, I get it. It's kind of like if you're in the club, you're in the club. You can get jobs all the time. I understand that. But for Doc Rivers to go from the Boston Celtics, who, in my opinion, they wildly underperformed with that talent to only have one championship, is crazy to me. The Big Three Celtics only having one ring is wild. To then get the Lob City Clippers gig, who at that time, I don't know if people make fun of them now, but at that time, they were probably, a top five most talented team in the NBA? Like, you know, at one point.
People forget, weren't they ahead of the, that was the team that the Warriors
couldn't get by.
Lost to.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Warriors could not get by them, and then when they finally did, it was like they went to warp speed. They went right to the title.
Then it was curtains. And so he goes from that team, that blows up. He gets the Kawhi, Paul George team. They blow the 3-1 lead. Not only does he get the plum job in Philly with Joel Embiid, he gets it like 2 days after getting fired. Like, it was just like, oh, Doc Riversville, we got to get him. And now he gets fired again, now about a week, and he's in line to get a job with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Like, there's failing upward, and then there's failing to the moon, and that's exactly what Doc Rivers continues to do.
Yeah, it's almost like the Michael Malone strategy is impressive. I looked at, he was an assistant in the NBA for 13 years, got the Kings job, did not last very long, then got the Nuggets job and has been awesome. He has been tremendous, and he's now the favorite, obviously, to win the title. So, Rob, are we missing any other players we can get to the Lakers? We got Trae Young, Kyrie. I really like this Lakers talk. Fred VanVleet. We will workshop some more. The same way Rob workshopped January Joe Flacco as the Miami Heat. By the way, do you want to quickly guess? I just got the alert on my phone what the line is for game five on Thursday. You want to guess? Don't look. Okay. No cheating.
In Boston, they're coming off an emotional win.
By the way, Boston was just the Celtics were just an underdog in game four, first time in the playoffs.
Yes, and I think I read that underdogs have won every game in this series. So that's probably not good for Boston. Yeah. But I'm going to guess Boston -6.5.
Oh, that's close. So Boston 7.5.
Ah, okay.
Well, I've been saying all week that I think the Miami Heat broke like statistical models. They have ruined all this analytics, net rating. Like, what does that mean when the Heat are on the verge. They have a negative net rating, and they're on the verge of going to the finals. Like, that's not supposed to happen. None of this makes any sense. Celtics, big favorites. Vegas, they've been taking a bath in this series. Maybe Boston bounces back. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with that big interview. Keep it locked. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.